This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
I'm joined now by our country cousin on Joy, Jamien Stevens. Jamien, how's it going?
Howdy, howdy. I'm great, thanks.
Well, you've been jumping around the country, so but you're diving on back in, and there's lots happening in regional Victoria at the moment, isn't there?
Indeed, there is. So this coming weekend, we have on Saturday, the 21st of October, Trentham Gay Drinks. Have you ever been to Trentham?
No, I don't even know. Where's Trentham? Where's that at?
Yeah, so Trentham is in northeast Victoria, central Victoria there, kind of between Castlemaine and Daylesford and Bendigo, around that area.
Oh, then I've probably driven through it.
You probably have. So this Saturday night at 6 p.m, it's about 100 k's from Melbourne, 75-minute drive if you're up for it. At the Plough, you'll be greeted with warmth and a charismatic appeal that the Plough is renowned for. The crew will be meeting there, the local Trentham gay group, for dinner this Saturday night. So join them.
Oh, nice. That sounds fantastic.
Indeed it is. If you're not in that neck of the woods and you're over Albury Wodonga way instead, on the same day, this Saturday, the Hume Phoenix crew are joining to the Walk Together 2017. Have you heard about these walks before?
No, well, I think you've talked about it. There seems to be a lot of walks going on in regional spaces lately.
There are walks for equality everywhere at the moment, which is wonderful. And this particular walk is a little different. It's the Albury Wodonga Ethnic Communities Council. And they're wonderfully inclusive. And this Saturday will be walking to celebrate Australia's diversity. The walk itself is designed as a tangible expression of the welcoming, fair and compassionate society we are committed to building. As you know, asylum seekers and being compassionate to people arriving in our country is really important. So that's what this walk is all about this Saturday in Albury Wodonga.
I think it's really good when you do something like a walk because it not only gets you off the couch, it gets you engaging with people in a different way, seeing the world around you, and it just is a different way to ponder an issue, isn't it?
It is, it is. And walking is good for your health too, so get onto it, folks.
Absolutely.
The following weekend, we're off to Bendigo, or Bendigay, as the locals call it. So next Friday night, the Rainbow Eagles. Have you heard of the Rainbow Eagles? They're a group of LGBTI people and their allies, a social club based at La Trobe University in Bendigo. And they come together regularly and celebrate their different identities, offer support, tackle homophobia and transphobia. And they, next Friday night, 27th of October, are having a Bergs and Bevs event. I assume Bergs are burgers. And we all know what bevvies are, a bit of a drink.
I love
one
or two
of those.
And then
after that, they've got the... You do? I thought you might. And then they're off to their monthly drinks night. They call that the Fab Night, Friends Alike Bendigo. So that's a good night to check out as well in Bendigo Friday, 27th of October.
That's always a whole lot of fun. I do follow them on social media, and there's always a lot of attention there.
Good, good, good. Well, stay for the whole weekend then, if you like, because on Sunday in Bendigo, they have a queer coffee afternoon.
Oh,
so
wow.
If drinking and pubs and clubs aren't your thing, then you might enjoy a casual coffee with other GLBTIQA humans, as they put it. All flavours of the rainbow and allies are welcome. Last Sunday of the month, 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. at Percy and Percy on Hargrave Street, Bendigo.
Oh, nice.
They will have a host there in 1950s cat eye glasses with a red sparkly drag shoe on the table. You can't go wrong finding that group.
Oh, you won't be able to miss them.
That's it. Do we have time for one or two more?
I reckon we can squeeze them in.
Awesome. Well, we have to squeeze in something that is huge the following weekend. In fact, I believe you've
jumped on a bus. I have been waiting for you to say, I can't believe you've kept quiet for so long. You're talking about out in the open, aren't you?
I am talking about Out in the Open. What are you doing for Out in the Open?
I'm coming to Out in the Open. I will be a little bit more dressed up than I currently am in the Joy Studios, with a bit of a wig on my head and a skirt, and wearing some country finest as Frock Hudson. Yeah, I have been to Out in the Open every single year except for the first one, and I have absolutely loved it. It's a fan. I mean, I've only come for the day. Out in the Open isn't just one day. It's normally four, isn't it?
Yeah, 4 days, 11 events over 4 days, and Carnival Day that you're describing there is our big celebration in the Queen's Gardens with 50 stalls, food vendors. We have a licensed area this year, if you like, a beer or cider or a champers while you're enjoying the sun in the afternoon, live music, lots of fun. And Frock Hudson too, apparently. Love it.
Yeah, Frock as well. I'm jumping on a bus and heading, because there's actually a bus happening from Melbourne that's going from, I believe it's outside the Laird. I'm going to have to put the details up on our social medias. Outside the Laird and heading to Out in the Open and then coming back afterwards. So I'm very much looking forward to that. Look, I've always enjoyed it every single time, but I've always driven on my own. So I think it's great that there's going to be a actual contingent of Melbourneites jumping on a bus and coming. And because there's something really wonderful that I enjoy about Out in the Open. You know, it's very, very unique to where you guys are, but it's just a really relaxed, special, fun day with the community.
Thank you. It sure is. And we do have accommodation specials available too, and people sometimes do come for the whole 3 or 4 days.
Well, there's so other stuff happening. I mean, there's the glamour party that I know Rhubarb Rouge loves throwing her glamour party, and there's always the brunch the morning after. That's a whole lot of fun, isn't it?
Indeed, all of that and more. There's a film, a meditation, a health forum as well, networking with Globe from Melbourne. You know, they're supporting an event too. Something for literally everyone. So the 2nd till the 5th of November, come to Shepherd and Frey Out in the Open Festival, and we'd love to have you join us.
That's bloody brilliant. Got any more, or that's it for all of it?
Oh, I've got time for one more quick
one. Go on, squeeze it in.
It's in December, but it's another great country festival, or a festival in the country, rather, Beartopia. Have you heard about this one?
I have.
All right, so Friday the 1st of December through to Sunday the 3rd, for the Friday night at the Daylesford, the Beartopia opening party, a big bear brunch on the Saturday, and a country bear dance party after the bake-off on Saturday and Saturday night before Bangers, Burgers and Bloody Marys on the Sunday. Wow.
Well, that sounds like a whole heap of fun happening down in Daylesford.
Bear-fueled fun, they say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know what? I mean, we love speaking to you every single week. And that's not going to stop. I want to thank you for taking the time to have the chat this week. And I can't wait to hear from you next week to find out more of what's... I mean, we'll probably be talking about some of the same things, but finding out more about what's happening around regional Victoria. And if you have an event or any details that you want to let not only us know, but you want to let Damien know, you can hit him up at Country Cousins on Joy on Facebook.
That's the one. Thanks, folks. Cheerio.
Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.